somebody famous. Tim,
hello.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
And you've also brought an album in with you, which must delight you because there are lots of new bands around.
That's
but
right.
Not very many of them get the contract or actually get onto vinyl.
Yeah, so, that's true. It's been a while. I did a show for Channel 4 in their series last year, Famous for 15 Minutes, which was a kind of showcase for new bands. And through that, I got this album out. It's a Scottish label,
Scottish
but it's released
label.
Through the cartel, through Fast Forward.
Is this going to be generally available?
That's right, yeah, nationwide.
Good news.
Yeah.
So how long have the band been together and how did you get together?
Well, the band has been together for about, I don't know, it must be about a year as it is now. There's a lot of session musicians on the album as well. There was basically a core of musicians, of three or four musicians who were close friends kind of thing playing on that. And then we added keyboards or violins or whatever.
So how would you define your musical sound then?
Well, it's most definitely pop music, but I'm trying to make it music with a message as well, to speak to people living in the 80s, possibly living in the Northeast in the 80s. So it confronts some sort of problems that we're having in the society, but also it's light-hearted moments. So side one is really the side with the message and side two is the lighter side.
You've got five tracks on each side.
That's right.
You hear stories in the music press particularly, I mean, don't take too many of them seriously, but
you
hear stories anyway, about the more established bands, certainly the very well-known bands, going off to record an album and sometimes taking 2 or 3 years over it. I mean, Skritti Politti springs to mind.
They
were away for 3 years doing the new album.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to put this album together?
Well, this album altogether, really, we had a kind of roster of songs. I was fortunate in having a good studio to work with quite a lot of time in the studio. And basically, it took us about a year to get that, to get the album together, doing it, you know, maybe doing 2 or 3 versions of one song and seeing which one we like best at the end, you know. So, it took about a year altogether.
So how long have you been a minstrel then? When did you start singing?
Oh, when I was 14. Yeah, the Boys Brigade.
Boys Brigade?
Yeah, they taught me how to play the guitar, which was really good. I was playing folk tunes then, but if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have... I don't think I would have been interested in the guitar.
So you weren't a head chorister like me?
No.
Whitburn Parish Church. I know the vicar's listening. I know the vicar's listening.
Funnily enough, the bass player used to go to Durham Choristers School. So
great musical training.
He had a wonderful voice. You know, he used to do a lot of Gilbert and Sullivan operas and stuff.
Any kind of musical training in an institution, whether it's Boys Brigade or whatever, is great.
That's right.
So you started from 14.
Yeah.
And what were you doing before this band got together?
Well, it became serious when I was about 17. I was in a band called Neon, who were signed to Radar Records for... we did 2 singles with them. A guy called Martin Russian, who eventually did the Human League, Come the Stranglers. And then after that, I was in a band called Punishment Luxury, who were signed to United Artists. And they did an album and a few singles. But what I wanted to concentrate on was my own songs and my own music, which was developing all that time whilst I was playing, in effect, sort of co-writing with other people, whereas this is my own stuff, you know.
I suppose it's the music that's most important, but don't you have any reservations at all about the nature of the music industry?
I have a lot of reservations.
It just seems entirely precarious.
That's right. I definitely wouldn't want to be a part of a one-time fad that sort of comes and goes, you know. That is the big danger, I think, which is when people, I think, achieve success at an early age, it means that maybe they don't understand the industry properly and they get this success very quickly and don't really know what to do with it. But if you've been around for a while, you know how difficult it gets, and therefore you become more aware of what is actually happening. You know.
How do you feel about the inevitability of a new band just starting up having to focus a lot of its attention not on the music but on all kinds of other things? Image is the key, isn't it?
It's very important, yeah. You see, that was the idea behind Somebody Famous. The irony is in the name. So what really I'm going for is music which will last. The songs are built to last and not be a particularly trendy thing at the time, if you see what I mean.
Is there a sound that you model your music on?
No, there's an awful lot of influences within that. I think some of them are obvious, maybe some of them are subliminal. No, the sound, I hope, is original.
And what image will you be projecting? One of anonymity, then?
I tried to get some of the image across on the programme Famous 15 Minutes, which should be repeated this summer. What I'm going for, really, is I would like it to be an image which is more sincere. I'm a singer, I stand up and sing. It's like when I've performed in the past, you know, getting directed for videos or whatever, you know, you you say, what should I do? And they say, perform. And that's what I want to capture for a live audience, is a performance. You know, and try and sing from the heart.
So what's on this album will sound like what you're performing when you're live?
That's right.
Again, there are bands that I've seen where the album has sounded great, but live...
Yeah.
I'd have listened to the cassette if I'd known.
Right, so. Yeah. I see what you mean, yeah. Well, what we're doing is we're organising a tour for the autumn with a full band. That'll be a five-piece band. There's more people on the album, but so the sound should be pretty similar.
Well, the very best of luck with what you're doing. And let's hear a burst now of somebody famous. You've chosen a track called The Caring.
That's right.
Why did you choose it?
I chose it because I think it's a topical song, as in all the anti-apartheid movement that's happening at the moment. The Free Nelson Mandela is basically what I believe in, and this song sort of stands for that.
Well, the best of luck with the album. Thanks a lot for coming into the show.
Right, thank you. Thanks very much.
Well, let's listen now to somebody famous, and this is The Caring on Radio Newcastle.
We're gonna burn the fire.